Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Christina Pei with the USU Extension right here in Carbon County. And it's time for another quick and easy cooking class. And this time, it's something that's right up my alley. Crepe expectations. I love crepes. And if you don't know what a crepe is, it's a thinner pancake. That's basically what it is. I don't want to sell it short by saying that, but really that down at the end of the day, that's what it is. You can make sweet crepes, you can make savory crepes, and they're going to talk all about those things. Plus, they've got a new person on staff that is actually a crepe chef, believe it or not. We're going to talk about that as well. Christina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
So let's jump in and let's talk about this. Okay. Coming up on the 15th, which is Wednesday
of this week.
It's Crepe Expectations. This is another one of your great USU, the Extension Quick and Easy Cooking classes. Mm-hmm. These are great classes. They're a lot of fun. And if you can't make it, there's ways to watch them online. We're going to talk about all of that coming up. But this one, what made you guys think crepes for the month of February?
Well, crepes were something fun and easy and something we haven't done before. And of course, we wanted to showcase our new Create Better Health Ambassador, Hareem Driggs, who is an expert at making crepes. And so we thought this would be a great opportunity.
And it really is. Plus, it's a lot of fun to eat. And as I said, you can make a sweet crepe and you can make a savory crepe. I don't get into savory crepes very much. Sweet crepes, I'm down for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can do either or. It's very versatile, and it's hard to believe that it works, but it does.
Yeah, it is very versatile. You could have them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or dessert. I mean, you can mix it up however best suits your family. So the important thing is to know that they're easy to make, and you can do them at home. And Hareem's going to show you how and give you a variety of options as far as what you fill those crepes with. So whether it's something sweet or savory or, you know, again, very, very versatile and very delicious.
And truly honest, yes, you can. But with anything, you can make a very healthy version of a crepe, even for a breakfast crepe.
Yep.
And that's, I think, where I fall off with the savory crepes is, you know me, they're usually full of different vegetables and things like that. And like I said, my wife loves a savory crepe. She really does.
Yeah.
Me, not so much, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Life is different for everybody, right?
Right. And that's why it's so nice that that you can have so many different fillings, because you can pick what works best for you and what works best for your family. So.
And the other thing about it is you've got Hareem Driggs there that is, she went to school. She went to a culinary school.
She did.
And this is what she does, right? This is the thing.
Yeah, she's got lots of experience and the schooling to back it. So, yes, we're really thrilled to have her with us. She's also bilingual, so we're hoping to get her out in the community to teach some classes out there for our Spanish-speaking listeners. Yeah, we're excited to have her.
Happy to have her into the fold as a new face there the USU Extension here.
And I just want to tell her congratulations. Tomorrow she's taking her oath of citizenship. So we're very excited for her to get that as well.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So let's talk about, if someone is interested in this, where's it going to be held and how do we get signed up on this one?
Okay, this is going to be held at the USU Extension Classroom, which is in the County Administration Building, 751 East 100 North. We're in Suite 1700. They can sign up on Eventbrite. Just search for Quick and Easy Cooking and register there. We do like to get a head count so we have enough food for everybody to sample what we make. But if you can't join us, and we are almost full, I will add that for Wednesday night. But if you can't join us, you can join us on Facebook. We're going back to Facebook Live. If you will just look for the USU Extension Create Better Health page in Carbon County, then you'll be able to view us live, and it will also be there as a recording.
So either way, and these classes, once again, 100% free.
Free, yes.
Go in. It's, you know, guys, I'm going to talk to you really quick. It is the day after Valentine's Day. However, you could save it as a surprise and say, we're going to go to take this cooking class together, and then we're going to get to have crepes.
Exactly. We do have couples that come in for a date night. I mean, what better place to get some free food and spend time with your significant other?
There you go.
Learning a new skill.
As I said, if you forget that it's Valentine's Day, you could be like, oh, wait a minute, but this. So
Get one of those roses half price the next day and then bring her to our class.
There you have it. So once again, you can sign up on Eventbrite. Remember, Bright is B-R-I-T-E. You can watch it on Facebook and see how it all goes down. They are always a lot of fun. Great information comes out of these classes, plus great food that, you know, you can't get anywhere else because, one, it's free, and, two, you get to learn how to make it. That's the important thing. All right, so that's what's going on in February. We'll just do a quick tease on March, and that is going to be
celebrating Pi Day.
That's right. Everybody knows Pi Day is 314. However, this one will be the next day as well, March 15th. So be looking for that one so you can sign up for it. It's a pie, man. You can't go wrong with that.
All kinds of pie. So, yeah. And you can sign up now. It's up on Eventbrite. So.
All right. So sign up for that one. Sign up for February. Sign up for March as well. Get out there and enjoy it. Once again, it is Crepe Expectations, part of the USU Extension's quick and easy cooking classes going on February 15th. What time does it start?
7 p.m. and we're done by 8.
7 p.m. You're done by 8. You can go on Eventbrite and sign up for that or check it out on Facebook. Christina, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Appreciate it. And get out there and have fun. These are fun classes. They are. And you can get out and really enjoy yourself and learn a lot. I did when we took the diabetic cooking class. We learned a lot. And that was what the whole point of it was. So appreciate it all. And thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.